Book Review. Hello, Stranger, by Will Buckingham. The Power of Strangers, by Joe Kahane. Fractured, by John Yates.
Attitudes to strangers tend to follow a familiar pattern. Children are taught never to speak to unknown grown-ups, especially those regarded by their parents as untrustworthy. The onset of adolescence and young adulthood brings a bursting desire to interact with all sorts of people, particularly the kind who might not elicit family approval. Whether the resulting encounters are sexual or social, they confer a thrilling frisson of escape. Social circles generally narrow again as people find life partners, form households, and produce offspring of their own. Time becomes scarce. New friendships are often based on sharing the burden of childcare. Some people never recover the youthful zest for unforeseen liaisons. Professional duties swell even as parental ones diminish, and the inclination sags. In old age, even if curiosity and charisma remain undimmed, frailty makes new serendipitous connections harder to establish. But that is not the whole story. In midlife and beyond, people can still experience the joy of a random meeting, however short, which somehow touches a nerve. That might involve nothing more than a smile or a chance remark that hits an emotional spot, or it might be an unexpectedly deep conversation on a plane or train, a surge of mutual understanding that is life-affirming, even if the interlocutor is never seen again. This aspect of the promise and peril of strangers has enticed storytellers, from the rapture of brief encounter and before sunrise to the ruin of Strangers on a Train. The knowledge that the exchange will be a one-off can permit a delicious, uninhibited frankness. In the age of COVID-19 and Zoom, the chronological pattern has been warped. Instead of their hazy possibilities and risks, strangers have assumed an all-too-literal role as a looming source of infection. During lockdowns, they are officially to be avoided. Yet youngsters still long, dangerously, for the ecstasy of communion, not just with edgy individuals, but anonymous crowds. People of all ages have come to miss the human stimulation of busy high streets or trains, or the comforting sense of fellowship in a cinema or theatre audience.